leaders.
Weapons of mass disruption. America is aggressively deploying a new economic arsenal to assert its power. That is counterproductive and dangerous.
When Donald Trump arrived in the Oval Office, he promised to restore America's might. His method has turned out to be a wholesale weaponization of economic tools. The world can now see the awesome force that a superpower can project when it is unconstrained by rules or allies. On May 30th, the president threatened crippling tariffs on Mexico after a row over migration. Markets reeled, and the Mexican delegation rushed to Washington to sue for peace. A day later, preferential trading rules for India were cancelled. Its usually macho government did not put up a fight and promised to preserve strong ties. China faces a ratcheting up of tariffs soon, and its tech giant Huawei has been severed from its American suppliers. The country's autocratic leaders are enraged, but on June 2nd they insisted they still seek dialogue and consultation. A tighter embargo on Iran, imposed over European objections, is strangling its economy. President Trump must view this scene with satisfaction. Nobody takes America for granted anymore. Enemies and friends know that it is prepared to unleash an economic arsenal to protect its national interest. America is deploying new tactics, poker-style brinkmanship, and new weapons that exploit its role as the nerve center of the global economy to block the free flow of goods, data, ideas, and money across borders. This pumped-up vision of a 21st-century superpower may be seductive for some, but it could spark a crisis, and it is eroding America's most valuable asset, its legitimacy.